What I would like to highlight is our First Nations people's sovereignty. Now, our sovereignty has never ceded by the way of a treaty, and so our sovereignty still exists under legal and lawful international laws. Now, highlighting sovereignty, I'd like to raise the concerns of the recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples on the Constitution. Now, there are many of us that are opposing the recognition because of the concerns of our sovereignty that we did not cede. We do not want to cede our sovereignty to an Australian sovereignty that did not actually treaty with our peoples to actually legitimise itself. So we don't want to be recognised by illegitimacy. We need a treaty in order to sort out the sovereignty issues. Australia is the only country in the Commonwealth across the world that has never treated with the First Nations people. And that is shame. But the concern with this recognition that it is a trickery of hijacking our sovereignty without a treaty, without terms and conditions that other First Nations peoples have actually had the benefit of in other Commonwealth countries. And so we're expected to actually surrender our sovereignty, which is basically what is our land. Without land, you don't have sovereignty. So if we lose our land rights and our rights to our land, our land acquisition rights, then we've lost that to merge onto a constitution that doesn't actually treat us fairly in the first place, and lose it for no compensation and no benefit to us. I'm asking everybody here today, those who vote, that if a referendum does occur, to please vote no for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to be included on the Constitution. So that would be a benefit to our people who are practising their sovereignty. Our cultural ties and our cultural law system has not dissipated in this country. In some areas of Australia, we have traditional peoples who have never actually come into contact with Western society and still exist. We have a duty to protect their cultural practices, their cultural law to continue to exist. I'm asking everybody to come behind our sovereignty, and we can work together in ensuring that our people, their rights, their land acquisition rights, their human rights are protected.